if you can, on your computer, your phone, if you open to the Rambam, Perek Yud, Hilchos Teshuva, I will say. Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Teshuva. If a lot of people can't, so maybe we'll take a picture and send it up. Most people can, yes? Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. Maybe open to the whole parish, because then halacha beis. You have it on Bussin. Al yoma odom harini osa mitzvah satav osa kachoch masa. Kedei shakabel habrochos haksuvas batara osh kedei shaskalacha yalom haba. V'efrash ben aver shehisir Torah mehen kedei she'en otzel mehaklal saksubas b'Torah o kedei she'rekarei smechayir olam haba. Ein roi l'amadus Hashem al derach zeh asher oved al derach zeh hu oved meyira v'en malas hanaviyim v'lo malas hachacham. Halacha beis. Ha'oved me'ava osek b'Torah u'b'mitzvos v'holeich b'nesivos hachachma lo mipnei dov v'olam. לא מפני יירס הרוע, ולא כדי לירש הטובה, אלא עושה האמס מפני שהוא אמס, וסוף הטובה לא ובכלל. ומיילה זו היא מיילה גדול לה עד מאוד, ואין כל חוכם זוכה לה. והיא מיילה סבא מבינו, שקרוא הקדוש ברוך הוא אוהבי, לפי שלא עובד אלא מיהבו. So look, maybe we'll pause for a minute so everyone can review Halachas Aleph and Beis that we just read. But there's something remarkable in Halacha Beis. Many things remarkable, but one that we're going to focus on. And as is sometimes the case, it's not what the Rambam says, it's what the Rambam doesn't say. When the Rambam in Halacha Aleph depicts Oved Me'ira, so there's two elements to the depiction. That when the person is Mekaye Mitzvah Sase, he's motivated by the schar, kedei she'akabel habrochos haksuvos b'Torah, or kedei she'eskel l'chayelam haba, and that when he complies with mitzvos la'asei, he is similarly motivated by kedei she'enotzel min haklolos, and kedei she'lo ekores me'chayei olam haba. Now, halacha aleph and beis are point and counterpoint, right? The Rambam concludes Halacha Aleph by saying that the description he gave in Halacha Aleph is Oved Me'ira, which is incomplete, and the real level to which we aspire, not as a Midas Chassidus, but as a mitzvah of Avamas Hashem, is what he depicts in Halacha Beis. So Halacha Aleph and Beis is a point and counterpoint. Right? That's all Pashut. But then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam only gives you half the counterpoint. When the Rambam says, Oved Me'ava, Osek B'Torah B'Mitzvos, so Mitzvos in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam doesn't use the way we use Mitzvos. It doesn't refer to Taryag Mitzvos, both mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs lalas essay. And halacha aleph, so how did the Rambam use mitzvahs? As mitzvahs essay. Reinu osa mitzvahs haTorah, right? I'm going to actively fulfill mitzvahs haTorah, meaning mitzvahs essay. And the way you refer to what we call mitzvahs lalas essay is efrosh min ha'averos. So in halacha beis, the Rambam didn't finish the counterpoint. He didn't say that one's compliance with the losa says should rise above the enotzel min haklolos and shelo echos mechayim umhanu. You see that on the side? So go to Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay Dalid. Mitzvos Essay Dalid. And Sefer HaMitzvos. You have it, Moshe? Yes? V'HaMitzvah V'Vias Hishe Tzivano L'Hamin Yeraso Yis'ala L'Hipachid Mimenu. The Mitzvah V'Yeres Hashem. Vlonia kikofim haholchim bekeri, avolnira bias onsha b'choles. So kayadua, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam only mentions the element of Yerusha Onash. He doesn't mention Yerusha Ramamus here, that he has in Yisodei HaTorah. Here he only, in quotation marks, has Yerusha Onash. Yerusha Onash is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. A person doesn't look to rise above Yiras Onesh. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Avodas Hashem, Reb Chaim, in his Avodas Hashem, experienced Yiras Onesh. The greatest Baalei Avoda, the greatest Chasidim in Avodas Hashem, didn't graduate because they weren't supposed to graduate from Yiras Onesh. And that's what's remarkable here in Hilchos Teshuva. That's what the Rambam doesn't say. A person is supposed to graduate from being motivated by Kabbalah Schar. That a person is looking to eclipse that level. A person is looking to graduate from that. He's not looking to graduate from Yiras Onesh. And that's why the counterpoint of Halacha Beis is only half what Halacha Aleph is. So the question that begs then is, why did Dom have it in Halacha Aleph? Right? Halacha Aleph that the Rambam critiques as being inadequate, but then in Halacha Beis he retains part of it. So why did he include that part in Halacha Aleph? So the pshat's like this. Let's say it's often the case that young people sometimes at later stages of life also, but it's more common with young people, maybe they're not working yet, have very, very, very limited funds at their disposal and can't really give stuff. There's no chiyuv, no mitzvah to give what a person doesn't have. But sort of, how does a person know whether that's the pshat and they're not giving tzedakah? Maybe they're just not interested in giving tzedakah, and it just sort of coincidentally, you know, that the balance sheet doesn't really, that doesn't indicate that there is any, that there are any funds available. So the answer is, you know, when they will be at a point where they have money, so if at that point they give tzedakah, so then that frames and contextualizes when they didn't give tzedakah. But if when they have the money to do so, when they have the wherewithal to do so, they still don't do so, So then that frames the not giving tzedakah earlier very differently. So the yiras ha'onesh, either way, is supposed to be there. It's a permanent central feature of avodas Hashem and religious experience. It's a permanent central feature of avodas Hashem and religious experience. But does that represent the fact that ultimately my avodas Hashem is self-serving and the dogish chazak is on self-interest? What does that represent? A respect and an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Emes. And, you know, if someone tells you that this wall is charged electrically, and with such a charge that if you touch it, you'll experience a very, very powerful shock. So you're obviously not going to touch it. But the not touching it can just be sort of self-preservation, but it can also be that there's this recognition, there's this respectful deference to the sheer power that inheres it. So the Rambam includes the Yiras HaOnesh in Halacha Aleph, even though he's not going to exclude it in Halacha Beis, because what that represents is framed by what it's connected to. So, Heim Advan that we were talking yesterday in context of the Ramban, and maybe the way to summarize it is, Yahdus is absolutely not a religion of fear, but it absolutely is a religion with fear. It's not a religion of fear. But it certainly is a religion with fear. Fear is necessary and healthy. A partial mushel. I remember when, a long, long time ago, when I took driver's ed. So I assume they still do the same thing now. So if you took a course, the insurance rate that your parents paid was less than if you just passed the test without taking the course. So I took the course. And part of the course was that they showed us a film. They showed us a film of car crashes, of teenagers who went joyriding and drove recklessly. And we saw images of cars that were totaled, and then they flashed names across the screen with ages, 17, 18, 19, fatalities. And it was designed appropriately and effectively to instill fear. Now, the effect of that has not been that, you know, for all these decades that I drive, you know, with supercharged anxiety, but the effect of that is that presumably everyone who's in that class drives responsibly, which is not part of a life of fear. It's part of a very happy, well-adjusted, productive life, as opposed to a life which is meaninglessly squandered and wasted by getting killed in a car accident because of one's own fault at age 18. So a life with fear is basis for a very happy, meaningful, flourishing, thriving life. And a life without fear is counterfeit. It's a fool's paradise. because there are things that we should be fearful of. It's a fool's paradise. And when we brush up Yahadus to depict it as a religion absent of fear, we do ourselves and others a disservice. Again, we weren't talking yesterday or today about Kiruv. We weren't talking about, obviously, Kiruv needs to be done at the pace that that the people are ready for, and this isn't the you know, the first shmooze. And we're talking about when for someone who's already there, what a correct conception of Yahadus is. Okay, we'll stop now so people have time to grab lunch. I think it's very important that whoever can should join in the Tillam at 12:50 session.